minutes after 9 o'clock. Got a cloudy sky, and we'll just call it drizzle. I've been calling it mixed precipitation throughout the day, because the less I can say of that other word, you know. But it was doing that other word when I woke up earlier this morning. In the studio with me this morning, Wilkin County Emergency Services, Brianna Koval.
Good morning.
Good morning. And after I got up this morning and I looked outside, I thought, I'm going to need emergency services.
That's a different kind of emergency services that you were looking for to revive you.
Right. That's kind of an emotional.
Exactly. You know, you needed emergency. Emotional support for whatever was falling from the sky.
Right.
And I understand.
That stuff.
It is the season.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, it's October.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's the middle of October. Yeah.
I know. Everyone has to remember that it is the middle of October now, so it's not exactly unseasonable for us to get snow, mm-hmm. Particularly during those overnight hours when it's colder.
Right.
Granted, it was 79 degrees a week ago.
Is that not crazy?
I know.
Where we live. I get it.
Well, what day is today? Today is
October 14th.
Well, no, today's Friday.
Friday.
It's been a weird
week. Well, you've had a week if you don't know what day it is.
Yep, today's Friday.
Yeah.
When was it warm? Earlier this week?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And now we saw a little bit of snow this morning, and it happens. That's just the way it is. It's October, but that means that we should all start refreshing ourselves on those fall and winter preparedness things. I'm assuming that most people have turned their heat on by now.
Yeah.
Yep. So you've probably burned all that dust and hair and all the gross stuff out of your heat registers. Hopefully you've removed anything that's combustible or flammable from about 12 inches from those heat sources. You're using your heat sources properly and mm-hmm. not using space heaters when they're unattended. Hopefully your space heaters are newer, so they have that nice function on them where if they tip over, they shut off. If you have a space heater that's old enough that does not have that function, I would recommend replacing it.
Yeah.
The new ones are just so much more reliable and safer with all those extra features on them where they'll automatically shut off if they overheat or if they tip over, which is great. Hopefully you already checked your smoke alarms and your CO2 alarms if you turned your heat on, just to make sure that everything is safe with all of your detection systems. Hopefully you also are thinking about getting your fuel sources filled. If you're on heating oil, if you're on propane, think about having those filled before you're in dire straits.
You want to get to that point.
Exactly. A lot of us let it ride all summer long because why? Your furnace runs on heating oil. You run on propane. You don't really use it in the summertime.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly. Yeah. So you let it ride. Well, you might be at 15%, 10%, something like that, if you really let it ride at the end of the season. So make sure that you're thinking ahead to get that filled in case we do have a cold snap. Because
yeah.
then what happens? Everybody needs a fill at the same time. You have to wait. Are you going to run out? You know, who knows? So think about that kind of stuff in advance. Also, that preparedness kit that you keep in your car.
There you go.
Maybe it's time to pull it off the shelf in the garage because you probably pulled it out during the summer when you needed to make room for something else. Go through those items to make sure that you have them all in there. Get them back in your vehicle because you really never know when you're going to need it. Up north, they had inches of snow.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
It's enough to make everything slick. Yeah. So you never know what you're going to need.
Now, let me ask you this because I turned on my cheesy entertainment center. I have one of those fireplaces built, those fake fireplaces.
Right, with the little fake flames.
Yeah, and it's yep. great because I got five different settings.
Can you change the color on it too?
I can
those
change
the color.
I can just change like the brightness and how bright it looks.
Oh, okay.
And then kind of mess around with
still, that gives you a nice little ambiance.
Well, but would that be considered like a space heater then?
It would be considered a space heater because it is an electric heat source.
Mm-hmm.
Now, many of those are temperature controlled, though, where
yeah.
they'll shut off when they get to
a certain
point.
Mine is like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So should you be running those as your primary source of heat? No. Is right. it nice for ambiance while you're watching TV?
It is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Would I recommend running it all the time? No.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I thought I'd ask.
Yeah, but that's just my recommendation because they are similar to a space heater.
Mm-hmm.
So you really shouldn't be using them when they're unattended.
Yeah.
Especially when it's, you know, attached to all of your electronic devices like that. If something were to happen, you wouldn't want it to fry all of those things.
That is true. That yes. is true. And I think it's on the same circuit with my microwave because I kept blowing that out, you know.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I was trying to heat up some nachos so I could watch TV with my fake fireplace.
Okay.
And kept blowing the circuit. I mean, what's
using
up here?
Too much power.
What's up here? You know, it's like, what? Yeah.
Well, now you know what you can run at once.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it was pretty revealing that way. So
if it makes you feel any better, we do that in our camper all the time. We have one of those little electric fireplaces in there, and you can't run the fireplace, the TV, and the microwave at the same time.
No, it just doesn't work.
No, it pulls too much.
So as far as the stuff we keep in our vehicles, too, quickly.
Yes.
Run okay. kind of thumbnail. What do we need in those kits?
All right. You need a small shovel. You need an ice scraper, a couple garbage bags, some toilet paper or Kleenex is always great. Some non-perishable snacks that don't necessarily require any heat or opening. So granola bars, candy bars, crackers, those types of things that will stay safe in there. Blanket, any sort of winter gear, hat, gloves, boots, snow pants, all of those types of things should be in there as well.
Yes.
Some salt or kitty litter or sand if you end up in the ditch and you need traction. All of those fun things. Now, what you can do is you can store those inside a small plastic tote. You can put them in a 5-gallon pail that has a lid on it. You can put them in a fabric tote. I don't care what you put them in, but keep them all together so that they don't get separated in your vehicle.
Yeah, they're scattered all over.
Exactly,
what good is that going to do you?
Oh, it's all in there.
Yeah.
Well, is it all in there? Let's double check to make sure you have everything on that list. Keep all of those items together so then when you really are in dire straits and you need to use some of that stuff, it's not so hard for you to dig under all the seats to try to fish out whatever it is that you need.
Now, do you have one of these in your vehicle?
I do. And I'm one of those people that it stays in there year round.
Mm-hmm.
So it's super inconvenient in the summertime where you're moving it all over the car to get it out of the way. But yeah, mine's still in the car.
Have you ever had to use it?
I have not.
Okay. Luckily,
yep,
I mean, you know,
I've never had to use it. So,
but being prepared, that's the key.
Well, and I think that's half the battle.
Yeah.
If you have it, you're not going to use it, right?
Right.
Exactly. You always prepare to hope that you never have to use it. And I kind of think that there's a little bit of, you know, witchcraft that goes along with that, that protects you a little bit. Like, look, I'm ready for this so that it doesn't happen.
All right. Well, that's great information, as always, when you come in here and talk common sense.
Absolutely.
How are the popcorn sales doing?
You know, we are at the tail end.
You're cruising.
We are. So our pack total is just under $27,000 in popcorn sold.
Wow.
That's a lot of popping going on.
That's
a lot of popcorn. Yeah. We are fourth in the entire Northern Lights Council, which is a huge thing for our small little pack in our little town of Wahpeton to be fourth in the council when we're competing against all of those other larger jurisdictions.
I was going to say, how big is it? How big is like Northern Lights? That's got to be pretty.
It has parts of Minnesota, parts of South Dakota, parts of Montana, and all of North Dakota.
Wow.
Exactly. So
you're number four.
We're number four.
Wow.
So we're up against, you know, the metropolitan areas of Fargo and Grand Forks and Minot and Bismarck. And those are large packs.
You're blowing doors. Yeah, you are blowing doors.
So that's huge for us. But this is the last weekend you will likely see our scouts out and about because we are buttoning up that sale.
Oh, yeah.
So if you still need some popcorn, rumor has it there's going to be some scouts at Wahpeton Econo all weekend long.
All right.
So if you need some, you go hit up one of those scouts over
One last time.
Exactly.
All right. Well, it's been a good campaign, a good run.
Yeah. Absolutely. We'll see what we end up at in the end, but it's been really good for us this year.
All right. Well, you have a great weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
Come back and talk with us next Friday if you get a minute.
Absolutely.
I always say we could possibly be hearing from Brianna because I know you're very, very busy.
I think I'll be here.
Okay. That's fine because we're never at a loss for things to talk about.
Absolutely.
You know. It's 9:18 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hello. This is your water softener talking. I love Morton Salt Crystals.
Have you fed your water softener lately? Ensure you have softer feeling skin and hair with Morton Pure and Natural Water Softener Crystals. Stop by Farmers Union Oil to check out our variety of Morton Salts.